Hey everyone, this is Sabrina Dora Lopez and Stephanie Seltz with Planting Connection. This is a new podcast that we're super excited to share on the connection between people, places, and plants. Today is also Mother's Day, so we're very, very grateful and excited to have an opportunity to open up the conversation between us and you about what brought us to plants and our love for plants and our love for the connection that plants can offer. Steph, introduce yourself to everybody and then I'll introduce myself as well.
Beautiful. Hello, everybody. I'm so excited to be here. My name is Stephanie Sells, as Sabrina said, and I haven't always had this beautiful connection that I feel now with plants, but I'm so grateful because it's brought such incredible meaning and depth and support into my life in so many ways, you know, physiological, emotional, spiritual, very well-rounded, one could say holistic way. And I am currently in Jupiter, Florida, soon to be in Boulder, spent some time in Costa Rica, and wherever I go, I really have the intention and love to spend my time and energy connecting with the ecosystems, the land, the plants, and the people around me. And I feel that a big part of my reason for being is to be with Mother Earth, to connect with Mother Earth, to heal with and from Mother Earth, and to share my connection with plants and life with others, and hopefully inspire others as I've been inspired by this relationship. So that's a little bit about me. I practice certain loves like herbalism, permaculture, movement. I love to cook. So many things that I feel could be called like hobbies per se, but they really make up my life in between the breaths. And so I think altogether it synthesizes a way of being that is just very enriching. And I'm 24 years old, and I look forward to all of this time ahead to connect with plants and with others, and hopefully so many of you creating these conversations and connecting with Sabrina as well. So how does that sound?
Oh my God. I love everything that you said, and I hope that all the people that are listening also, I mean, it was so, yeah. Speaking from the heart is what I felt, Steph. I met you in Jupiter, Florida at our mutual friend and farmer's space called Urban Abundance. And, you know, we've kind of had this cord of connection that's brought us together, and curiosity, I think, as well. I mean, personally, as a woman I'm going to turn 38. It's really, really important, I think, on a spiritual level for me to stay connected to a generation that's younger than me, generation that's older than me. I think that there's less and less opportunities to have that fluidity of conversation. And so I do love that there is that closeness and also space in terms of like age that I'm like really excited about in sharing on this platform, on this podcast, from different perspectives. And I hope that we can have diverse community of people that we can interview on this space, on the podcast. And I mean, you asked a great question offline, off this podcast, like what was the aha moment that brought me into a deeper connection or a deeper relationship with plants? And I realized that there's such like a mystery, like you can't explain why you have a connection to certain things sometimes. And I just remember as a child going to the Berkshires in Massachusetts with my mom, and like falling deeply in love with the maple trees there and like collecting maple leaves and smelling the roses and just like sitting with that scent of the rose flower was like, I will never forget that moment. And it was only until I was, let's see, 30 years old that I really started to understand that what we call today modern pharmaceuticals are really all generally derivatives of plants originally, and that there was another way for me to be able to regulate my own menstrual cycle and hormones. And I had many, many years where I struggled with that, and so I really just like deep dived into what plants could offer me and herbalism could offer me. And it was a long journey, but it worked, you know? It came from like a need as well. Like I needed another angle than just to take a pill. And so I really, I was super curious, and I explored and I explored and I explored, and I looked into different remedies, and I really was able to support and reset my own hormonal health. And that was just incredible and very humbling too. I was like, wow, there's something greater than like my own, you know, like perspective on things, and that energy of the plants and the medicine of the plants, it's a real thing. So yeah, that's a little bit about my story, my relationship with plants.
Oh, that's so beautiful. Yeah, I think so many women now, and I'm not really sure about the past, because I feel that right now we're living in a time when there are so many more chemicals in the water and, you know, estrogens, you know, different hormonal disruptors in our environment that are altering our natural cycles. And so myself included, I think that a lot of women in these times are feeling a little bit of imbalance hormonally. And maybe it's a little, maybe it's more than a little. You know, and so there are so many different ways that we could relate to that situation, but it's such a beautiful thing when we can look to the plants and build our relationship with plants, which ultimately feels like building a relationship with ourselves as inhabitants of this beautiful
earth.
And it's just, it's deepening. It's like the medicine is not only in the energetics and the constituents of the plants, but it's also in that, like, nurturing ourselves with earth. It's so beautiful.
Yes, it's like a coming home. Like, that's what I felt like was a coming home. Like, this is if you just think about the fact that we are animals on this planet, we have had thousands upon thousands of years imprinted through us from a like a spiritual plane of working with and learning from plants. And so there's something there that's, you know, karmic, ancestral, and it's like a coming home. For me, it felt like a coming home when I started to like play with plants. Yeah,
that is so beautiful. I feel the same way. Yeah, it brings us back to that curious, playful child, like just like getting our hands in the dirt and allowing our senses, our sensual beings, to come to the forefront, like experiencing something from a kind of like clear vision. Like we just get to experience the plants or their effects on us from this slate of wonder, because it is something that we almost a lot of times, like, we don't have that. We're not taught anything about plants. Really, I wasn't taught anything about plants in school until I went to college. And so it's kind of like we're being born again in this whole new realm of learning.
Yes. Well, actually, I had a teacher, a science teacher, Miss Parker. She was incredible. She really planted that seed of like love for nature within all of the students that she had. But apart from that, it's really true. Like, we don't have that introduction generally. Do you remember stuff like an aha moment of when you were like, oh, I love
so many ohs.
This, and I wanna. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. So I grew up here in Jupiter, Florida, and went to University of Florida for a year, and then something just didn't feel right in my life. I was in a sorority, and that was like, that felt like such a big part of my life, but not in a positive way. I felt like I was putting energy into certain things, like being in a sorority, and I was in school, studying. I was doing like a pre-veterinary kind of track, thinking that I wanted to work with animals, and just wasn't feeling very, very content with my place there. It was almost like this sense of depression, and so I just knew that I had to go somewhere else. And it's so weird looking back. I honestly don't know how Boulder even came into my thoughts. Maybe because I had always gone to Colorado to go skiing in the spring with my family, but I just decided to transfer to University of Colorado Boulder, and I went in with a major in biology because I've always loved science. But I soon found out that the teachers that were teaching ecology and evolutionary biology were people that I really would want to hang out with outside of class. And that the content was just so fascinating. It had a wider scope of understanding. You know, like, I think molecular biology is so fascinating. But when I started putting together that I love nature and studying ecology, studying the ecosystems around me, it felt more connected. It felt more like something that I could grasp and a little more innate in terms of like where my headspace kind of lies, or my understanding flows easier. So I started studying ecology and evolutionary biology, still not really knowing what I like. I didn't have that connection with plants at that time. I loved hiking and I loved being outside and being active, but it really wasn't until I made the decision to study abroad in Costa Rica. I went to Monteverde and studied tropical ecology and conservation, where I had an aha moment. We went on a very long hike, my study abroad group. It was absolutely incredible, in Corcovado, and ended at a waterfall. It was probably like a 14-mile hike in total, but the waterfall was halfway through, and we had all completely drained our water bottles in thirst. And so we get to this waterfall, and it's just the most cool, refreshing stream. Just like the perfect combination of factors that made it some of the most delicious water I've ever tasted. But then that same water is likely to be the culprit of what we think was Giardia. So we all came down with some serious gastrointestinal symptoms about 2 weeks later. And this is the aha moment part. I was laying in bed, stomach distended, feeling absolutely terrible. I remember just moaning in nausea and pain and feeling like I could die. And then I remembered that I had some cannabis in my bag, and I had an apple. Mm-hmm. And I made an apple bowl and smoked a little bit of cannabis. And all of a sudden it hit me like 5 minutes later after inhaling the cannabis smoke, I was suddenly laughing with my friends, and my posture was upright. I was feeling energized. It was like all of this discomfort and physical suffering had faded, and I was myself. I felt really uplifted in every way of being. And that was the moment of, wow, this is a plant that is affecting my body in such a potent way. I'm like so, so grateful, because when you feel that suffering and then it's suddenly relieved, it's this wave of gratitude. I was so grateful for that plant, and it really just sent me into this like my brain clicked in a way where I realized, okay, that is one plant that I know and I live in a world among so many plants that I've yet to connect with. What is out there? And so that from that point on, I went back to Monteverde. I did a homestay where my homestay mom would make me teas with plants that she grew around her, like Juani Llama was my favorite. That's Lipia alba. And
it's like a lemon balm, but tropical.
Yeah, it's like a lemon verbena. So sweet and comforting, uplifting.
It's like a warm hug.
Yeah, absolutely. And so and then I got into ethnobotany from then on, and I did a little independent project asking the locals how they were using plants and really just like diving deep into exploring this new aspect of life. It was like plants became my new best friend, and all of a sudden I wanted to know how other people had been relating to plants all this time. So that was my big moment. It's like things happen. They'll come out in whatever way. So a source that started as pain and suffering was really, it brought so much and continues to bring so much connection into my life.
So much joy, right? Yeah.
So much joy. Yeah, really, it makes my heart happy. I mean, just thinking about like the fun and playful aspect of discovering and playing with plants and like having conversations with others. It's like I could talk with people forever about plants.
Yeah, for those of us that have a voracious appetite for learning, for connecting, for touching, for like putting things into practical use, there it's like it's such a beautiful field. I mean, you can call it so many different things with different focuses, like ethnobotany, herbalism, plant medicine, but there's an entry point there that plants give us humans of like satiating like all of this like spectrum of beauty. It's like a never-ending rainbow. It's incredible. I feel like one of the things that I just now reflecting back on my like professional quote-unquote career path is that I have a hungry head, but the ability to actually touch plants, taste them, combine them with oil or with vinegar or with salt or sugar, like different ways that you can actually absorb and eat plants, like it's like that's where like the practical aspects of working with plants comes in, and it's like a never-ending playground. And it becomes very practical and very useful too. You know, it leaves like the textbook, and it comes into your life when you're able to apply them. So
yeah, absolutely. I feel, you know, from my experience thus far with plants and learning about herbalism and whatever it is in life, permaculture, cooking, anything, honestly, I learned through experience, and so I resonate with that so much.
Right.
It's not like I love reading the books, and there are some people whose words and recipes and stuff, like they really light up my soul as well. But it's truly when I'm using my hands and I'm tasting and I'm smelling and I'm exploring all of that it's like those experiences become part of us. They're embodied.
Yeah, you're savoring it. Yeah, exactly. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
So I wanted to you know, ask both of us a little question around, you know, today is the first day that we're the first episode that we're recording together, Planting Connection, and today is Mother's Day, and you know, how you feel about what does mother mean to you, Steph, and what's the connection here to that word, that energy, that element for you personally?
Yeah, so I mean, so many different things come up. Mother has, I feel like, so many layers of meaning. I definitely feel that our earth is our great mother, and so feeling that always ever present support, being held by our mother, being supported and taught so many lessons. I mean, earth is all of the plants and all of the elements. So when I'm thinking of, you know, like the sweet and supporting plants, something like rose and motherwort, all of these really delicious ylang-ylang, something that just makes you feel like, oh, I could just melt into you. And then there are the elements of nature, you know, like the ocean and a big storm and all of that. It's like that is powerful and intense and so much opportunity to learn and grow, and having those lessons being handed to us by our mother as well. So it's not, it's like coming, that support is coming from so many different aspects. All of the flavors of experience and growth and expansion. And then of course there is my biological mother who gave birth to me, and I think, you know, this day is in celebration of that unconditional love, I think, that I experienced from my mother, and that I think we all experience, maybe as mothers as well, how deep and powerful that love is. I think that it's such an incredible thing that as women we have this center of creation in our womb space, and I can only imagine, I can't even imagine the experience of giving birth, and how that opportunity can give us the space to connect with the divine in such a like veil lifting kind of way. You know, I think obviously there are so many different there's a scope, a range of the experience, you know, when it comes to like hospital births versus home births versus birth centers and being in nature giving birth and what our ancestors experienced giving birth. But like that in itself I feel is such a coming of age or an experience that we have the ability to experience in life, and how we can learn about our own strength as creators, trusting our bodies, listening to our intuition, and just like the fact that we were all born to our mothers who went through that, and just feeling that power, and then really knowing that like we are in a world full of mothers who, wow, if we can express that gratitude and hopefully inspire them to like to feel their own power, what kind of communities we can live within. So yeah, sorry.
Beautiful. I'm not going to say much more than that because there's a lot there for us to feel into what you shared around mothering. It's always, and what mother means. I mean, I think we all have our own relationship with our biological mother that is unique, but then there is the universal mother, or that energy of the universal mother. And it's like, I think a feeling of home, as well as sometimes the feeling of the void, of the mystery, of the unexplainable, of the uncomfortable too. So that's really beautiful. To even get a little bit of a conversation around something that's such a big topic. And I did want to share on my end that I'd love to dedicate this first podcast personally on my end for my mom, Donna Bentalila, who is passed and was an incredible mother. So this is a beautiful day to do it on Mother's Day 2020, as we're in a pandemic, a global pandemic, that is also an interesting part of history that we'll look back on and I think have a little bit more perspective and clarity on. It's a little too soon and too close to home right now to even have that conversation.
Right. Yeah. let that part do its thing. And
yes, exactly. The plants go on, and the other creatures go on as if, you know, it's really as if nothing, or as if, you know, it's really beautiful to also observe nature during this time. I think that's one of the things that I've been observing is observing nature.
Right. Yeah.
And it's silver indifference in some ways.
Yeah. And truly, yeah. Like I think about a lot lately, what do all of the other beings feel and think and experience right now on the planet as this is a global kind of human introversion? Like, what, I wonder, it's such a curious thing to me. The dolphins, like all the beings in the ocean and the forests and in the cities, you know, all the places, like, what is their experience? Mm-hmm.
I know, me too. Yeah. And what are the underwater creatures, the air creatures, the birds, you know, and where I'm in Buenos Aires, Argentina right now, we don't have any outgoing flights or incoming flights other than maybe some very, very specific charter flights. But the air, you know, there's no air travel. So what do the birds feel and what do they resonate right now? Is what frequency are they feeling? So it's a really, yeah. It's an interesting time. I think that they're really enjoying it.
Yeah. They're like, this is like stories of their ancestors.
Yes, exactly. Well, I think we'll wrap up and keep the conversation going for the next podcast that we record. And I wanted to thank everyone for listening. This is Sabrina and Steph. And this is our first podcast called Planting Connection. And we're really excited to continue to invite a conversation on the relationship between people, places, and plants. So thanks for joining us. Did you want to add anything, Steph?
That was beautiful. Yes, thank you, everybody, so much. Very excited to go about this journey with all of you.
Take care. Besito.